Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off the Ball. Rugby.
And he phoned his mum and dad the night before the game and called them mummy and daddy. And I thought at that point, this game's not for you, son. True story.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball. Breakfast.
With Optimum Nutrition. There's more of you in you. Unlock it with the world's number one sports nutrition brand.
Now, we want to touch on UCD Daffodil Day, and Daffodil Day generally, because it's coming up on March 6th, UCD Daffodil Day. And over the past 8 years, the group organising the event have raised over €150,000 and are hoping to raise an additional €40,000 as well this year. Scarlett Hearn, our very own Scarlett Hearn, is in studio with us. Morning, Scarlett.
Hi, Shane. How are you?
And John Hammond. Yes. John, thanks for coming in. Thanks. Talk to us. So you're from UCD Rugby Club. What is this all about? And maybe give people some background detail on what this entails.
Yeah, a little bit of that. Initially, it started, first of all, Daffodil Day. The whole idea of a daffodil came in the early 50s, came from Canada, and then came across to Ireland in 1988. And it was the daffodil was associated with cancer and the cancer research and the Irish Cancer Society. And then when in 2016, through the rugby club in UCD, decided that the players, the number of players, we have 400 or 500 players, men's, women's and tag people, could perhaps do something to help the community. And I chose Daffodil Day at that time. So we mobilised 400 or 500 students, rugby players around the campus, and we collected in a very kind of a simple sort of way in 2016. And we were able to, if you like, use the players that would be playing now for Ireland and Leinster to come and associate themselves with it as well to raise awareness. So that kind of briefly is how it started and how it came about and how I was involved in it through the UCD Rugby Club.
Mm. And Scarlett, as well as working with ourselves with Off the Ball and playing for Shamrock Rovers, you're one of these students who have been mobilised, as John says, so you're being kept busy here as well.
Yeah, so I'm doing sports and exercise management in UCD, and this is something that's been going on for 8 years or so through an event management module. So basically you gather as a group, as a course, and you have to come together with ideas, different activities and events to run in order to raise the money. So we've broken up into different teams. So we have the likes of activities, marketing, communications, different side of things like that. And basically all come together in your groups, and you have different things to tackle and sort of sort out. So obviously there's different factors to this, and it's all a learning curve for us as students. And obviously it's a real event, and it's a big cause as well. So it's a good bit of pressure as well. You don't want it to be a bit of a flop. So yeah, you're really trying your best to raise as much money and as well to focus on the logistical side of things and the niches that a lot of people, like, you wouldn't really think of, like gathering pens and stuff. Like it's things that need to be sorted quickly, and it's the simple things that you might forget. So it's all just trying to sort everything out and try and make Daffodil Day itself as big as possible in the campus and try to get everyone, all the students and stuff involved.
Irish rugby's at the forefront of people's minds at the moment, and you've got some key personnel involved.
So we had our event launch there about a week ago, and it all came out socially there this week. And yeah, so we had a few big names at the event launch, like Hugo Keenan, Josh van der Fleer, Andrew Porter. So yeah, they're really good in order to sort of boost the whole event and to boost the awareness for Daffodil Day itself. And obviously them being involved is a big, big thing for us, especially during their Six Nations campaign, for them to take the time to come out to the bowl, take a few photos, talk to all of us. Like, it's just really, really nice. And it's good to see that they want to be involved. And obviously John knows a lot of them personally as well through UCD Rugby. They've all come through the ranks of UCD Rugby as well. So it's really, really positive to see them still wanting to be involved and obviously given their time, which is which is really special at the minute, given the schedule they must have.
It's an illustrious enough set of alumni, John, you have, in fairness.
There's a bit of that involved. And also, it's endorsed by the Irish Cancer Society. So we had Avril Power, the CEO, and Orla Feely, the president of UCD herself, was at that photo shoot. So the organisation or the authorities behind UCD are very much behind what we're doing here.
Hello, it's Eoin Shehan here from Off the Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
And the numbers involved, like I mentioned at the start, like serious money has been raised over the last number of years.
Yes, it has. And in fairness to the Irish Cancer Society, they support us in respect of giving us card readers, tap machines, because as we all know, cash is not as available as it would be to all of us. But the card machines have made a huge difference. So people that are coming through the campus would stop and tap, as opposed to kind of have to search in their pockets for coins. And that has been fantastic help from the Irish Cancer Society.
A tailgate event as well was mentioned here. So this is on the College Colours rugby match between UCD and Trinity on the day of Daffodil Day, March 6th. That sounds interesting. Picking up some little bits from American sports, I guess.
Yeah, so the UCD Colours match is on the 13th of March, is it?
13th,
yeah,
okay.
So it's between UCD and Trinity. So that's a big event for us to try and target as well. Obviously, there'll be a lot of big profiles playing, and obviously there'll be a crowd gathered as well. So that's kind of an opportunity for us as a class to go and try and monetize that as best we can. So we'll be in the clubhouse, the local clubhouse in UCD after the game, all the players will go in and the parents for a meal, maybe some drinks. And that's something we're really trying to look at in terms of how much donations can we get at that time. And obviously at the game as well, pre and post match, we'll be there trying to promote Daffodil Day, even though it'll have gone by at that stage. But just trying to still raise awareness for the Irish Cancer Society, and as well trying to push them donations as well. So it's not just Daffodil Day. There's a lot of different things going behind the scenes here. And there's also like a ladies lunch that day, which will hopefully raises a lot of money, which happens every year, which is brilliant. It's just another opportunity for us to try and push it and maybe organise a few things around it as well.
Yeah, the mothers and those got involved very much last year and ran a pre-match lunch, which is being repeated again this year on the 29th. When UCD played Lansdowne in the bowl,
okay,
and the ladies have their lunch prior to that. So again, that's very well attended, very well supported, and is a huge source of income for us.
And a raffle as well, which I think includes a few signed bits you've got your hands on.
We would have that. Yeah, we would have jerseys from
Six Nations jerseys.
Six Nations jerseys. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. So for people who are looking to get involved or help out in whatever way they can, we see up on screen there. Notice with a QR code there.
Yes, we have.
So people can just click in, basically scan that QR code and find out all the details, essentially.
Yeah.
Is there a website or a Facebook page or anything that people should go to?
It's all on UCD Rugby, UCD on Rugby. Instagram, okay. Facebook, all the socials.
I might add that the funds raised by Daffodil Day generally are used primarily for the night nurse service.
Okay.
Which provides a nurse into a home for an end-of-life patient, okay, and gives the family some respite from their duties and responsibilities.
Yes.
So it's very important to the families. So that's what Daffodil Day, among others, but other events that they have. So that would, I think, be something that the Irish Cancer Society would stress quite a bit, the night nurse service.
I know the term worthy cause is thrown out there a lot, but that sounds like a very worthy cause, in fairness. Yeah. A lot of families going to benefit.
And UCD are also educating those who will be future scientists and medics in this field as well. So that's another element of cancer research that's ongoing in UCD the whole time.
Brilliant. I would say the method of payment might have evolved over the years, John, but I imagine that people's stories haven't, that they remain the same. And I imagine as the chief organiser of this event, you probably deal with a lot of personal anguish as well, do you?
Yes, of course. A lot of people coming to the collectors would say, look, we would like to certainly, how do we donate? Can we donate now? Because my mother, father, sister, brother, whatever it might be, have succumbed to this disease, and we'd like to help wherever we can. It affects all of us either directly or indirectly. We all know somebody, we definitely all know somebody that's been affected by cancer.
Yep. Mm.
So any way you can, either through, you see, the March the 6th idea for us is the academic calendar doesn't align itself well with the National Day on the 28th because of a midterm break.
Right.
So that's why we have ours earlier in the month. But whichever one you are out to support, make sure you support it. If anybody listening here today, whether it's nationally, in your locality, or whether it's in UCD, please support.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd echo that. Folks, thanks a million for coming in, Scarlett and John. Much appreciated.
You're very welcome. Delighted to be here, and thank you for having us.
Good to get the publicity out there, and if people can help out in whatever way they can, of course, scan that QR code that we had on screen.